ABC Radio Australia.
Now, the Super Rugby Women competition reaches its climax on Sunday with Fijiana Ndrua looking to defy the odds again and making three grand final wins in a row, just as they did against the Reds last year. Fijiana will start as underdogs. This year's final is a repeat of the 2022 affair, when the Ndrua, having previously ended the Waratahs' long unbeaten run, beat them again by 32 points to 26 in the decider. But when the two sides met in round two this season, the New South Wales team hammered the Ndrua 62-21. And after a big slip-up against the Melbourne Rebels, the Ndrua secured their spot in the final with a win over Western Force in front of a wildly enthusiastic crowd in Suva.
Advantage is being played. Can they get it right to the speechless? There's Buna with the fan. She is over!
It's a totally new team, so I believe in the girls. Some of us, this is their first final. So please keep cheering for the girls. We're going to take it to the final and try to win this final again.
You can hear the passion in the voice of Drua captain Karelani Naisewa ahead of Sunday's big game. And coach Moses Rauluni says despite the heavy loss to New South Wales earlier in the season, he knows only too well the form book can be turned on its head in a one-off final.
That day we were way off the mark, and I think they've developed really well, and New South Wales has been the benchmark team for the whole competition, and everyone's felt their wrath. Grand final, a different story. You know, I coached the Queensland Reds last year, and we were the form team the whole season, and the Fijian Drua girls, they weren't playing well at all that year, and then come grand final, they beat us. So it's whoever turns up. You've got to be on song for the 80 minutes. If you're not, there's no second chances.
So what will it take to beat the Waratahs? The coach has a plan, but he's not giving much away.
We've got some strategies in place, and I probably won't say it here for now. But the New South Wales, they're very sharp in their attack and a very fit side. And like Fijiana, they like to run the ball. Their skill set has been outstanding this year. I've been watching a lot of their games. They really function well as a group. A big thing for us, we have to get our set piece right, cut down our mistakes and penalties. Any opportunities you give New South Wales is going to cost us. So not giving them any space, not giving them any yards, and not giving away silly penalties.
Pick and go. Desperate defence required by the Western Force. Who wants
use it? Hands up, hands up.
And Akora Barton's going to back herself. And over she goes. And it's a try. A try to the Fijian Drua right on the stroke of half time. The crowd, wow, they love it.
In the build up to the final, the Drua players have been out and about in Nandi, and they visited a community home. Moses Rauluni says it was a humbling experience for all, particularly the realisation that rugby has the power to inspire and raise morale.
The girls realise, you know, how much they've got compared to people around Fiji, and there's a lot of people in need in Fiji, and, you know, rugby gives them hope, and winning is a good thing, or playing well. The girls, the way they played last weekend, gave a lot of encouragement to these sort of people.
And regardless of the result on Sunday, the coach says the team are growing as a professional outfit.
With the coaching staff we've got, we've done a great job, you know, with a short preseason coming together late. And I think the girls have got to be commended for their work rate and their effort. We've put a lot on them, and we had a lot of injuries at the start of the season. And for them to come back and be playing the third grand final is a credit to them and the hard work they put in, and they're recovering from injury. We can't live like amateurs anymore. And one of the big things is recovery and rehab. The big thing is to change habits, which they'll learn over the next year or two.
Straight through. Let the crowd tell the story yet again. Bullet Buna. And the Drua go to another grand final.
Atelaita Buna's third try and the Drua's sealer from the semi-final. Mick Byrne, coach of the men's Drua team, was impressed, and he's very confident about the Fijiana's prospect come Sunday.
They were awesome last week, and certainly on behalf of the Drua men, our prayers and also our best wishes go with them, and we're really looking forward to them bringing back the trophy.
Men's Drua coach Mick Byrne ending that report from Evan Wasuka and sending the team's well wishes to Fijiana ahead of Sunday's grand final showdown against the Waratahs. Three in a row. What an achievement that would be. And surely it's time now to extend the women's Super Rugby competition so they play a full home and away season. And after their performances in pre-season, surely Pinina Pacifica have to be included much sooner than is the plan at the moment. That will be another huge boost for women's rugby in the region. Now, one person who will be watching Fijiana in that grand final with considerable interest is the man who led them to victory last season, former coach Inoko Male. He's now working in men's college rugby in the United States and with some success. The man who replaced him as head coach of both Fijiana Undrua and the national team, Mosesi Railuni, has said more than once that Marley's were big shoes to fill. So why did the FIU feel the need to fill them? When I spoke to Anoki Marley in California, he was still just as mystified as everybody else about his dismissal.
I think it's fair to say that you left Fiji not exactly under a cloud, but under strange circumstances. One minute you were coach of Fijiana Undrua, and the next minute you weren't, and nobody seemed to know what had happened.
Yes, to me it's up to the Fiji rugby for my termination. Eh? I don't know what happened to them. That's what they've given me. So I just left.
So you were never given an explanation?
Yeah, they didn't give me any explanation for why I was terminated. They just gave me a termination letter, that's all. And it's very difficult.
It must have been extraordinarily hard for you to take under those circumstances, because what more can you do than win a grand final?
Yeah, that's all.
And you took the national side to the new W15 competition, and they acquitted themselves extremely well. And it was looking like everything was heading in the right direction.
Yeah, lots of the people knew that for the women's, just been 2 years old playing in the high competition, it's not an easy task. Eh? So for us as coaches, we have to build our team for 2 or 3 years, then we can have a good team that can compete in that kind of environment. Eh?
So tell me, were you angry when this happened?
Surely, I'm disappointed. Eh? I'm really disappointed for what they have done.
And the fact that you're now in the United States, what does that say about your reaction to that decision? Did you feel that you needed to get out of Fiji, or was it just a case that this was the best job opportunity that came along?
Little bit of both. Little bit of both. Yeah.
So do you see your future now on the coaching front being in the United States for the foreseeable future at least?
Yeah, I find it better trying to cope with what's going on in the U.S. But it's a new environment. I'm trying to get used to it. We just finished our season with American River College. I'm assisting our coach, Josh, when I came in. So this is the first time that this team is playing rugby here in the U.S. It's a college team. We played 5 games and we win the 5 games and we lost in the final of the Western region.
And how does that competition fit into the rugby structure in the U.S.? I mean, are we talking about the top college competition here, or are you working your way up?
Yeah, this is a top college competition in the U.S.
And where do the players come from? Are there any players in your team with the Pacific heritage at all?
Yeah, some of them are from Fiji, some from Samoa, some from Tonga, and one from the Red Indians, few are from the U.S., as well as other parts of the world that come to study in this American college.
So would you see the prospect, therefore, that some of these players might find their way into the Undrua team at some stage in Moana Pacifica?
Yeah, I think that's a good thing for them. But I don't know whether the coaching staff and the management from the Fijiana and the Moana like these people to come. But lots of good players are here, and they are improving. And the rugby in U.S. is building, and it's growing now.
And have you been keeping half an eye on Fijiana back in the Pacific in another grand final? What do you make of that?
Yes, all of those girls were with me here last year. I know that they will perform this year. Those are the girls that I developed last year. Buna, the one that's now in the limelight, I took midway through the competition last year, and she's shining now.
So can you see a situation similar to that of last year when you were in charge and they took on the Reds and they were not favourites and yet they won the grand final? It's a similar situation this year against the Waratahs.
It's going to be a hard task for them, especially when they lost at home. They have to dig deep now, and I'm giving my blessing to them that they will actually do their best.
And as far as your own situation is concerned and what happened that led to you leaving Fijiana Undrua, I mean, have you drawn a line under that now, or would you still like to get some sort of explanation from whoever it is that is running rugby in Fiji as to why that happened?
Yes, that's what I'm trying to get from them. They have never get back to me, and I'm still waiting for them to get their full explanation for what they have done.
Seemed like a reasonable request. Inoki Marley on the line from California. Still in the dark, though, about why he was dismissed as coach of Fijiana. Incidentally, I also asked Inoki if he had applied for the coaching job with the men's team with the Flying Fijians. You won't be too surprised to learn that he said no, he hadn't, because, frankly, he thought there was no point, bearing in mind the circumstances of his departure. Now, 24 hours before the women's grand final, there will be a showdown in Suva between the men's Undura team and their Pacific rivals, Moana Pacifica. As things stand, both sides are in finals contention. Undura coach Mick Burns says he's been impressed with Moana's progress this season.
It's like us, our third year, you know, our players are understanding a little bit more about professionalism. Their diets and habits have improved. Their conditioning's improved. They've got their third year of training in the gym and got bigger and stronger and all those aspects of improvement, and you can see that with Moana is the same. They are very physical around their scrum. They like to try and push it back, and so we've been doing some work on that, just like we did with the Hurricanes, and I thought our forwards did well last week. The challenge for our forwards is to back that up now and come out and do the same thing this weekend against Moana.
Well, Burns' opposite number, a former All Black Tana Umanga, has spent time in Apia recently, checking out the under-20 squads from Samoa and Tonga, who took part in the recent World Rugby Challenge. Moana lie in eighth place on the ladder right now, with three wins, already the most they have achieved in a Super Rugby season, but Umanga says they're far from satisfied.
It's a big game, the pride of the Pacific all coming together in Fiji, and we know that they'll be well supported. It's a big task for us to go over there and get the result we're looking for. Everyone's patting us on the back, you know, we've achieved something that hasn't been achieved by Moana in the past, but we haven't finished yet, we want more. And that's the kind of attitude we want. We want to always improve ourselves, we want to get better.
The Undura sit one place above Moana, but with the same number of points, that's 13. And Mick Burns says he's urging his players to be mindful about not conceding bonus points, which could be crucial at the end of the home and away season.
We are in the eight, so we've got to keep winning. And then there's bonus points and all that. This is the beauty of this competition we play in. If you get in front of a team that you're fighting for a finals position, you don't want to let them have a bonus point. There's all those things are at play. So that makes this game massively important for us. We're expecting another good crowd this weekend. And we know with our fans that they're loud and supportive, and the boys really appreciate every bit of noise they can bring.